Back to our topic.
I missed the line on Sunday.
What's that? See what happens when you're not here one day, you miss millions. See, I told you. Tens of millions.
I listened, though. I don't hear any of these things.
I'm going to press pause, actually, then.
It frustrated me terribly.
Oh, what?
When it got paused. I was like, what happened?
It's always something good.
See? Another again, day of suspense. Okay, let's refer back to our Mishnah Daf Lamed here with Aleph. It says at the last line of the Mishnah, after having been taught Baloch of Lechem, it then said, Vali Yiroka Yisroel Mebrei Pri Ha'adoma. So first we're taught Baloch of Lechem, following which we're taught Baloch of Yirokais, vegetables. So the Gemara says, in our Sugya as follows, on the fifth line, Vali Yiroka Yisroel Mebrei V'chuli. Ketoni Yirokais Dumya Depas. If there is a juxtapositioning of pas and Yirokais, so it seems to be that Yirokais is treated similarly to pas. Ketoni Yirokais Dumya Depas. In what way? Ma pas shenishtane alidei ha'oir. Just like pas is not the food in its natural state, it becomes changed through the fire. And nonetheless, what?
Bracha doesn't change.
The bracha does not get downgraded, to the contrary. Af yiroka is nami shenishtanu alidei ha'or. So too vegetables that change through the fire, i.e. when you cook them. And the Gemara doesn't really finish off the sentence. So look at Rashi immediately, on the third wide line. Af yirokois shenishtanu vafilu hochia, nonetheless b'milsayhu kaimu. Again, we've had this expression many times, b'milsayhu, in their status kaimi, they remain in their status, even though they have physically changed. When you cook a vegetable, it physically changes, it goes softer. Nonetheless umavarchinon alayhu, and you make a bracha over them, b'ri pri hadol. So that is a comparison to pas. Now, it's not exactly the same as pas. In fact, if you look immediately at Tosfos, look at the second Tosfos. Midotoni Yiroka is dumya de pas. Says Tosfos, to be perfectly honest, loy have a Yiroka is dumya de pas. Actually, vegetables are not similar to bread at all. Why? Shaharei pas ishtani le'iluyo. We've had this expression before. It means that what?
It changes for the better.
It changes for the better. And that's why, as you mentioned, the bracha does change. Gets upgraded. V'yesh yirokois, and there are some vegetables, she'ein mishtanois le'iluyo. As we're going to see in the Gemara, sometimes a vegetable, when it gets cooked, gets upgraded, sometimes downgraded, but it's certainly not true to say that it always gets upgraded like bread. So how can you say it's comparable to bread? Ela kloima. You note the word kloima? We have a kloima rule. What this means to say is, ma hapas ein bishul megareya es habracha. Pas, when you cook it, it does not detract in any way, diminish the bracha. Afa yirokois nami b'milsayhu kaimi. Also, it remains in its status. V'loy megareya lehu habishul. Whether it gets upgraded, that's debatable. And as far as being upgraded, that's true. It's not exactly the same as pas. In what way is it the same as pas? V'loy megareya lehu habishul. At least the bishul doesn't downgrade it. So if you take your pepper, make bari pri adoma, and you cook it, it's also bari pri adoma. The vegetable is not considered to have been downgraded. So as far as that's concerned, it's comparable to pas. But in all honesty, to say that, well, that it's upgraded like pas, you're right, that you're right, that the comparison falls short. Okay, so let's look back in the Gemara. So it sounds like, Omar Rav Noi Mishmeidu Abai, it sounds like we can now produce a general rule. Rav Noi says, in the name of Abaya, Zois Oimeres. This teaches us. Shlokois. What are shlokois?
Cooked
vegetable. Rashi says on the last wide line, Kol Yerek Shaluk, any vegetable which is boiled, it's called shlokois. Mevorchin Alehen Boirei Pri Ha'adamah. So it sounds like you're telling me a general principle by virtue of the fact that bread and vegetables are put in the same sentence in the Mishnah. It sounds like that you're telling me what? Just like bread is not downgraded, so too vegetables are not downgraded. Same bracha you made when they were raw, that's the bracha you make when they are cooked. Now we're going to see, it's quite a lengthy sugya. This is going to go backwards and forwards, and we'll have to see lahalocha, how we emerge in all of this. Says the Gemara, Dorash Rav Chista. Rav Chista gave the following drosha. Rashi says one word, Dorash Rav Chista kach. What does Rashi mean? Kach. So, what Rashi means is that the whole next few lines in the Gemara is all part of the drosha. This is the drosha. So let's read the drosha. Dorash Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Chista opened up his drosha in the name of his Rebbe. And who is his Rebbe? Umanu. Who is that?
Rav.
That's very important. One of the tricky things of this sugya is there's a lot of names. Lots and lots of names, and you have to keep track of who said what. So Rav Chista says in the name of Rav, Shlokois Mevarchin Aleihem Boirei Pri Ha'adamah. Okay. The Rabbi Seinu, again, this is a continuation of his drosha. This is still Rav Chista talking. That's what Rashi meant, kach. We're still in Rav Chista's drosha. The Rabbi Seinu hayoridin mi Eretz Yisrael. And our Rabbeim who came down, who descended from Eretz Yisrael, Umanu, and who are they? Ula Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanon. So this is Rav Chista. In the name of Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, Oma, he said, Shlokois mevorchin olehen sha'akol niyeh bidvoroi. So it sounds like we have machlokes. On the one hand, my personal Rabbi Rav said, Ha'adomo, my Rabbein from Eretz Yisrael said in the name of Rabbi Yechanon, sha'akol niyeh bidvoroi. Says Rashi, Dorash Rav Chista Kach, Mishum Rabbeinu, who was that? Rav, Shlokais, etc., etc., Harei Hadovar B'machleikas. So it sounds like this is a matter of dispute, and there are two opinions on the matter. Says the Gemara, Va'ani Oimer, who's Va'ani? This is still Rav Chista, that's what Rashi meant in the Kach. This is all Rav Chista's long drasha. Va'ani Oimer. Now let's immediately see Rashi. Va'ani oimer liyashev divrehem. What does it mean, liyashev divrehem? To reconcile. Liyashev, in other words, to sit. When something sit, means it's all comfortable. And so liyashev divrehem, I can reconcile their words, she'enon chalukin. They're actually not arguing. I brought you two opinions and it sounded like they were opposing opinions and there's machlokes. Actually, I have a way of being miyash of them. And I would say, it depends. Yesh mehen pri ha'adomo, yesh mehen shahakoil. So when one said ha'adomo and one said shahakoil, they weren't arguing, but rather they were just talking about two different types of vegetables.
We're talking about the bracha?
Yep. Two different types of vegetables. On one, when you cook them, indeed the bracha would be ha'adamah. On one, the bracha would be shahakoil. And there's no machlokes, we're just merely talking about different types of vegetables. What does that mean? So he says as follows. Now it sounds a little bit tricky, but Rashi explains it's actually very simple. Va'ani oimer, again, this is all Rav Chista talking, I would say the following. Kol shetchilasoir boirei pri ha'adamah. Any vegetable that from the outset, in the beginning, the bracha is boirei pri ha'adamah. Sholku. if you then cooked it, shakol niyabadvari, gets downgraded. V'kol shetchilasoi shakol niyabadvari, then it goes the other direction. If it began with shakol, then sholku, bari pri adamo. So some vegetables begin their life as bari pri adamo. Those, when you cook them, what happens to the bracha? Downgraded to shahakoil. Some vegetables begin at shahakoil and they get upgraded to adoma. So when we had two opinions, and one said adoma, one said shahakoil, in fact, they're not two opinions. The one who says adoma is talking about a vegetable that began its life as a shahakoil. The one who said shahakoil is talking about a vegetable that began its life as a adoma. Now, why that should be and what we're talking about, let's have a look. Says the Gemara, Bishloima. It's all fine and well, half of that sentence. When you said, in quote unquote, Kol shetchilosoi shahakoil nia bidvaroi sholkoi boire priho adoma. You said that if it begins as shahakoil, then once it gets cooked, it will be upgraded to boire priho adoma. Mishkachaslo. What does that mean, mishkachaslo?
Find it.
We can find a case like that where indeed the vegetable becomes upgraded having been cooked. Bekarva, vesalka, vekora. So we have three vegetables when indeed this is the case. That initially, as long as they are raw, they're not so pleasant to eat. They're edible, therefore you make a brocha. But which brocha is it?
Shahakol.
But when you cook them, you actually upgrade it, and therefore it makes perfect sense. The bracha would now be bari pri adama. So I understand that half of the sentence. But what about the other half? Elo, quote unquote, kol shetchilasoi bari pri adama shlokoi shahakoil, end of quote. Heichi mishkachaslo. Give me an example. I can't off the bat think of an example of a fruit, of a vegetable that begins as a hadoma and gets downgraded by the cooking? Says the Gemara, yes. When is that? Omar v'nachem by Yitzchak, mishkachas lo betumi v'karati. Karati?
Leeks.
Tumi?
Garlic.
So there are vegetables that go up. There are vegetables that go down, either an upgrade or a downgrade. And let's see Rashi. Says Rashi, Kol Yerek Hane'echel Chai. Any vegetable which can be perfectly eaten well whilst raw. Shetchilosei Boire Priyo Adomo. Then Sholku, if you cooked it. Afke, we've had this word many times now. Apik and mapik. What does afke mean? You have extracted it. Mimilse, from its initial status, legreusa. What does that mean, legreusa?
Yeah.
Downgraded, because it was perfectly edible when it was raw. Therefore, now what would you make? Umavarech shakol, you would now make a bracha of Shakoel, Ula, come on, and later on, as we saw, Moikilo, the Gemara will establish this to be the case, but Tumi, Vakarati. So there are vegetables which are actually, to be perfectly honest, better off raw than cooked. And when you cook them, you just make them basically soggy and not so tasty anymore. Those types of vegetables, even though they begin as Hoadoma, they end up as shahakoil. But we also have the reverse, says Rashi. V'chol yerek she'ein, underline, darkoi le'ochel chai. If, however, you have a vegetable where it is not the norm to eat chai, Rashi added a very, very important word, darkoi. Rashi didn't say it was non-edible when it was raw. If it was non-edible,
no bro,
we make a brocha. In dark, it's not the norm to eat it raw. Let's say a potato. It's not the norm to eat a potato raw. Could you eat a potato raw? You could eat it. We've had enough stories of people who ate potatoes raw. It's not like eating a raw egg. A raw egg you cannot eat. Nobody eats a raw egg. Unless for medicinal purposes, with sore throats, whatever. But nobody eats a raw egg. Or raw meat. No such thing. But a raw vegetable, you could eat. It's just not the derech. So when you cook the potato, undoubtedly, you are upgrading it. That's what Rashi says. V'chol yerek shein darkoi le'ochel chai. If you have a vegetable where the derech is not to eat it raw, shemitchilosoi, from the beginning im ochloi chai. If indeed you eat it raw, despite the fact that's not the derech, shahakoil humavarich, then you'd make a bracha shahakoil. But shlokoi, then when you cook it, that's helping out. Vehevioi le derech achilosoi. Now you are bringing it to what? To the derech of achil. You've converted it into a now perfectly edible food. This potato is now cooked potato. Hu ikka perioi. That is the main fruit. Again, we don't mean fruit the way we use fruit, as in bari pri adama. So you've now brought it to its main status and therefore mavarach bari pri adama. Now, let's just sum up so far. When the Gemara initially said its general statement, Zois Oimeres, Rashi says, Zois Oimeres, and what did Rashi add in? On the word Shlokois, Rashi says, on the last wide line, Kol Yerek Shalok. So the initial Zois Oimeres was telling me that what's the halacha of cooked vegetables?
All of them.
All vegetables, without exception, are not considered to be upgraded, downgraded, whatever they were in the beginning, that's what they are now. You make bari pri adama. Now we're being told that they seem to have been the machloikas. Rav Chista said, I've got a way of reconciling the machloikas, that it depends on what type of vegetable you're talking about. If you're talking about a vegetable which is eaten raw, and that's its derech, so when you cook it up, in fact, you are downgrading it. Anybody got an example of that?
Bananas, I was
banana, carrot, maybe tomato. Okay, people like cooked tomatoes as well, I guess.
Carrots.
Cucumber, if you cook a cucumber.
What?
Not so tasty. But either way, there, it's perfectly normal derech to eat them raw. So when you eat them raw, bari pri adama. When you cook them, you are in fact downgrading it, and therefore the bracha is also downgraded to shahakol. Whereas if you have, I think a potato is a good example, where it is edible in theory, it's not like eating a piece of paper or a raw egg, but it certainly is not the derech to eat a potato raw, so if you do, you make a bari pri a shahakol nimidvari. Then if you cook it, it in fact makes it an upgrade, and therefore it goes up to bari pri adama.
I think we have a lot more vegetables when you, we know about today than they knew about
them. Yeah. I remember my father always used to tell me as a kid, most foods, in fact almost all foods, when you cook them or fry them or heat them up, they go from hard to soft. With one exception at least, an egg. Cook an egg, it goes from soft to hard. Because the Gemara apparently thought it was more obvious. Those examples immediately came to mind. The other vegetables are perhaps less well known. Now, there is a long tosis over here, Mishkachas, but we're not going to do it yet, although we will learn it, Mitzvah Hashem, because in order to get to the end of the tosis, we need to reach the end of the Gemara. So, for the moment, you have to hold cop. A lot of names, a lot of opinions. Dorash Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman, again, Rashi added in the word kach, meaning this is the whole drasha, you've got to read it from beginning to end, and we'll see there's a parallel between Rav Chista's drasha, but there is a very clear and important distinction. Dorash Rav Nachman Mishum Rabbeinu. He also said a drasha, and he also opened up by quoting his Rebbe. Now Rav Chista's Rebbe was Rav, and Rav Nachman's Rebbe was Umanu Shmuel, which is very interesting because we know Rav and Shmuel were peers. What did he say? Shlokoish Mavarchin Alehen Beire Pri Ha'adoma. So it sounds like Shmuel is very similar to Rav, maybe the same as Rav, The tshlokos, what is the bracha? Ber pri adomo. Okay, let's continue. V'chavireinu hayeridim eretz Yisrael. He didn't call them Rabbi Seinu, our rebbes, rather he called them our friends. Rashi will point this out. Who descended from Eretz Yisrael? Umanu, and who are they? Ula, Mishmeid Rabbi Yechanan. So the first time round, it was also Ula in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So far, the only names that have changed is instead of Rav, we had Shmuel, and their title changed. Ula Amar Rabbi Yechanan, first time round, was Rabbi Seinu. That's when Rav Chista was talking. In our drasha of Rav Nachman, how does he refer to Ula? As his friend, Chavirinu.
Colleague.
Why is that? So let's have a look at Rashi immediately. Dorash Rav Nachman, Kach Mishum Rabbeinu, Shmuel, Shlokos, Vavorech, Borei Pidom, V'Chavirinu. Says Rashi, Rav Nachman, Choshev. Rav Nachman apparently was more prominent than Rav Chista. Therefore, V'loi, Kori, Le'ula, Rabbi Seinu. That's why he never referred to Ula as as Rabbi Seinu, as Rav Chista did. Rather, he called him Chavirinu, his associate. Okay. What indeed did he say in his name? That Shloka is Vavarchan Aleim Shakil Nir Bidvari. Now, he's in the middle of his drasha, because he's going to continue, V'ani Yoyme. But this is where it diverges from Rav Chista's drasha. So remember, there's a lot of names here, we've got to keep our wits about us. In drasha number one, which was Rav Chista, we had Rav, followed by Rav Ulam Rabbi Yechanan. One says Adoma, one says Shahakol, Rav Chista says, as far as I'm concerned, there's no machloikas, just simply talking about two different types of vegetables. Comes along now the second drasha, which is Rav Nachman, and he basically quotes exactly the same, just one of the names change. Also, Borei Pri Adomo and Shehakol. So therefore, we might very well expect him to continue in a similar vein and say, there's no machlekes to our different types of vegetables. But he doesn't say that. He says, Va'ani Yoimer. And I say, B'machlekes Shanuya. I say, there is jolly well a machloikas. Unlike Rav Chista, who tried to reconcile the two opinions, no, I maintain that there is a machloikas. And in fact, this machloikas between Rav and Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, is in fact the long-standing machloikas between Tanoim already.
Shmuel.
The machloikas between Shmuel and Ula, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, is not to be reconciled. They're absolutely disagreeing with each other, and they're following opinions of the two following Tanoim. What does it say? To Tanya, we have a braisa, now not for the first time in this Masechta. If we want to look for definitions of bread or cooking, then we refer to Hilchas Pesach. To Tanya, we have a braisa, and this is also in Pesachim. Yoitzin, you could be Yoitzin the mitzvah, berakik. What's a rakik? A matzah. Hashorui, if it is soaked, ubamavushal shaleini mayach, or if it is cooked, as long as it is not dissolved. Nimayach means it just becomes, yeah, it becomes completely dissolved. If you cook it that long, a matzah, it'll just crumble and become a nothing. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So according to Rabbi Meir, you could be yotze either with a soaked matzah or with a cooked matzah. But Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, yotzin berakik hashorui, avoloi b'mavushal afal pishaloini moyach. So we have a machlekes. Everybody agrees that a matzah which is shorui is absolutely fine to use. A matzah which is cooked, there's a discussion. So, at first glance, what would we say is the discussion? We have machlokes between two Tanoim, Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Rav Meir says you can use a cooked matzah. Rav Yosi says you cannot use a cooked matzah. So what seems to be the machlokes? once you cook a matzah, has it now changed the status? According to Reb Meir, who was the first opinion, apparently it has not changed its status, albeit that it's cooked. According to Rabbi Yossi, apparently it has changed its status.
Downgrade.
Therefore, says the Gemara, this is what Rav Nachman is teaching us. Now, these two opinions, which are basically debating whether you cook a matzah that has become downgraded, we can now copy and paste back to our discussion, which has nothing to do with bread. But it's a discussion about vegetables. And we can say it's the same machlekas. So if I've got a machlekas between Shmuel, who said Ho Adomo, and Ula Omer Rabbi Yochanan, who said Shahakoil, so it would be fair to suggest that Shmuel is referring to whose opinion?
Rameir.
Rameir says you can be Yotze Yochiv Matzah with cooked matzah. That seems to suggest that what?
No downgrade.
Cooked matzah is not downgraded. If that's what Shmuel says, a cooked vegetable is also not downgraded. You make a bracha Ho Adomo. Whereas Ulam Rabbi Yechim says it is downgraded, seems to be going with Rabbi Yossi. Just like the bread is downgraded and is no longer therefore considered bread, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah. So too, vegetables that are cooked are also downgraded, cannot be considered vegetables, and that's why it's Shakal Nevivori. Therefore, rather than trying to reconcile the two opinions, says Rav Nachman, I maintain that there is a Machlekas, and this is the old Machlekas tonight, says Rashi. Omar shlokois shahakel va'ani oimer sheheim chalukin, that indeed they are arguing beplukta de Rabbi Meir ve Rabbi Yossi. They are having a machloikas along the lines of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, the divrei Shmuel, the divrei Rabbi Yochanan. This machloikas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, bekol mine yirokos, he's saying, is with regard to all vegetables. What's Rashi pointing out over here, as opposed to what?
Those that start
right,
edible.
As opposed to the first approach was, which was to try and reconcile the opinions and say that it depends what type of vegetable you're talking about, an upgraded version, a downgraded version. No, that's not how Rav Nachman looks at it. He understood, for whatever reason, that the machlekas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan are talking about all types of vegetables. Well, if they're talking about all types of vegetables, then obviously there's a machlekas. If they're not talking about all types of vegetables, then you could say he's talking about A, he's talking about B, and there's no machlekas, just about different subjects. One's talking about upgraded, one's talking about downgraded. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, no. Rav Nachman did not understand like Rav Chista did. He understood that they are discussing all types of vegetables. They're making a rule. The one who said Hu'adoma means every cooked vegetable is Hu'adoma. The one who said Shahakal means every cooked vegetable is Shahakal. No distinction to be made. So therefore, V'chalukin ze'alze, we therefore arrive at the inescapable conclusion that they are arguing with each other. Shmuel, who says that, well, what's the bracha Hu'adoma? And clearly considers the cooked vegetable not to have been downgraded. Kirby Meir. He's following the opinion of Reb Meir de Omar, who said that Mevushel Koi Bemilse, it maintains its status. Rabbi Yochanan, who says it's Shahakol, and clearly considers the vegetable that's cooked to be downgraded, Koi Kirby Yossi, he seems to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, says you can't be Yotze Matz with it. Says Rashi. One more Rashi, two more Rashis. Yotze in Berkik HaShorui B'mayim. If it is soaked in water, you can be Yotze. Yotze what? Yedei Achilas Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Why? Because the Korinon Bey, because we can still call this Lechem Oini. It's still considered Lechem, with a key word being Lechem. It hasn't lost its status. Avaloi b'mavushal, the second opinion, why? Desu, because after that, lav, lechem, ikri, it is no longer considered
bread.
So for the moment it sounds like two opinions in the Tanoim, even though they were never discussing brachas or vegetables. They're talking about matzah on Pesach. But we're copying and pasting. When you cook something, does it get downgraded? Sounds like it's machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yosi. Says the Gemara, no, you're wrong. V'loihi. It's not so. De kula alma. Because you could very well suggest that everybody admits shalokos mevarchin aleihem boir pri adama.
Meaning Reb Meir and Reb Yosi.
Reb Meir and Reb Yosi. You have no right to extrapolate from their machlokes a parallel machlokes with regard to vegetables. No. Both Reb Meir and even Reb Yosi might very well hold that when it comes to cooked vegetables, the bracha is hu adama. Ad kan leikoma Rabbi Yosi hosam, and it was only there that Rabbi Yosi maintained that you can't be yotza the mitzvah of matzah for a completely side technical issue which has nothing to do with us. Elo mishum de bayinon tam matzah veleka. You need the taste of matzah, and it doesn't maintain the taste. Avol hocha afilu Rabbi Yosi moida. But over here, even Rabbi Yosi might very well be moida that what?
Same.
Therefore, you cannot prove one from the other. There is a technical hilchas matzah halachic issue, which is it's not good enough that it maintains the status of bread. Matzah, it also has to have the taste of bread. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi just maintains that if you cook it, albeit that it might well retain the status of bread, but it doesn't taste like bread anymore or like matzah, and that's why you can't be yotzei the mitzvah. But nobody is debating there whether it maintains the status of lechem. It does maintain the status of lechem. Therefore, it might very well be in our sugya, it maintains the status of a vegetable.
Can no longer cut and paste the Tanoic dispute right back into our Gemara.
Says Rashi, Afilo Rabbi Yosi Moida de Le'inyan Bracha. Their discussion was with regard to matzah, but with regard to our discussion, where we tried to copy and paste from Lechem on matzah to Yerokos, no, you have no right to compare. Because with regard to brachos, Rabbi Yosi could very well admit the milsei koi that it maintains its initial status. Now we still can't yet do this tesis because it's based on a gemara that we haven't yet seen. So let's keep on going. But so far, let's just sum up the story. We had two drushes. After having been initially told Zois Oimeres, that all cooked vegetables are Borei Pri Adama, that was stage one, we then had two drushes. Drusha number one by Rav Chista, who maintained that it depends what type of vegetable you're talking about. If it's upgraded, it goes from Shehakel to Adama. If it's downgraded, it goes from Adama to Shehakel. Stage three was the drasha of Rav Nachman, who says it does not depend on what type of vegetable you're dealing with, and it might very, very well be that everybody holds, at least with regard to the Tanoim, everybody holds this Borei Pri Adama. Yet, Ula said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that what's the bracha on cooked vegetables? Shehakel. So he's clearly arguing. But don't tell me that he's arguing because he paskins like Rabbi Yosi, because you have no proof from Rabbi Yosi. It might very well be that Rabbi Yosi is the first to admit that cooked vegetables, the bracha is indeed Borei Pri Adama. You try to copy and paste, who says the comparison holds true as well? That's all. Oma Reb Chia Ba'aba Oma Reb Yechanan. So again, it's a different name, but it's the same name. We're now quoting Reb Chia, but he is saying it the name of Reb Yechanan. So far, how many times have we had Reb Yechanan quoted? Twice. in Rav Chista's drasha and Rav Nachman's drasha. The machloikas was, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Rabbi Yochanan definitely said that what's the halacha on cooked vegetables? Shahakoil. Everybody agreed that's what he said. The machloikas between the two drashas of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista is, what was he referring to? According to the first drasha of Chista, he was only talking about a very specific type of vegetable, which is
downgraded.
Whereas according to the second drasha, that was the drasha of Rav Nachman, when he gave his share, he said, "I was makabel from Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Cooked vegetables are shahakoil." Period. Makes a difference. Upgraded, downgraded. Cook vegetables is always considered to be a downgrade, apparently. Therefore, the bracha is shahakoil. Now, we have Rabbi Yochanan mentioned now for a third time. Omer Chibab and Rabbi Yochanan. Shloka is mevorchen aleim. Guess what? Bar Pri Adam. Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shloka is mevorchen aleim shakel nebedvarei. So again, it seems to be extremely unclear whose opinion is unclear.
Rabbi
Yochanan. Four different versions, as it were, of what Rabbi Yochanan say. But particularly over here, we had either Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, who's maintained in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the bracha is very Pri Adama. Then you have Rabbi Yomin Ba'yefes, who said that no, the bracha is Shaka. So Machlekes now, in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, cooked vegetables, is it Hadama or is it Shahakur? Says the Gemara. Very interesting piece of Gemara. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, Kova Ula L'shabeshte Kerben Yomin by Yefes. Ula, remember, what did Ula say in the drushes of Rav Nachman and Rav Chista? He quoted, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the cooked vegetables are?
Shakel.
Well, now we see the source. Because Rabbi Yomin also maintained, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that the bracha is?
Shakel.
So apparently Ula is basically following Rabbi Yomin's version of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. And that's what Rav Nachman by Yitzchak is getting very upset with. Kova Ula, as Ula established, L'shabeshte, what's L'shabeshte? Shabeshte is a distortion or a mistake. Kribyon by Yefes. Tohi bar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira exclaimed or wondered, what's going on? Vechima, Inyan, Rabbi Yomin, Bar Yefes, Eitzel, Rabbi Chiya, Ba'abo. How can you possibly put in the same sentence Rabbi Yomin Bar Yefes versus Rabbi Chiya, Ba'abo? You told me, you walked in the Beis HaMedrash, she says, Moi Rabbi Rabbi, so he banged on the bima, a hushed silence descended over the crowd. And he said the following, Moirai V'Raboisai, major announcement on this bright Tuesday morning, Chof Tammuz, which is that there is a machloikas. What did Rabbi Yochanan say about cooked vegetables? On the one hand, we have Rabbi Chiya Ba'abo, who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ho Adoma. On the other hand, we have Rabbi Yomin Ba'yefes, who says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Shahakur. Upon which he left the Beis HaMedrash. Says Reb Zeira, whoa, one second. How did you possibly put those two in the same sentence at all? Two versions of Rabbi Yochanan. Clearly, they were both Tamidim, both disciples of Rabbi Yochanan, and there was machlokes about what the Rebbe maintained, which is legitimate. We find this in hundreds of places. So why over here is it illegitimate? Why is he getting all upset? You dare not mention Rabbi Yomin's name in the same breath as Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba. So he says, I'll explain to you. Reb Chia Ba'aba Dayik V'gomir Shmaitze Mirab Yechanan Rebbe. What does that mean, Dayik?
Precise.
He was very precise when he learned any Shmua, any saying in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yechanan. But I'm afraid to tell you that Rabbi Binyamin by Yefes Lo Dayik. It was not so accurate. And therefore, if I've got two possible versions of what Rabbi Yechanan held, then obviously I'm going to go with which version?
Rabbi Chia.
Rabbi Chia, he was very, very accurate, very, very careful to record with utmost accuracy what his Rebbe Rabbi Yechanan said. Furthermore, V'oid, Rabbi Chia ba'abo kol tlosin yoimin, every 30 days, Mahadir Talmude, he would review his learning, Kamei de Rabbi Yechanan bar Rebbe. He'd always review his learning in front of Rabbi Yechanan and his Rebbe, and therefore obviously he was very, very, very careful, willing to be tested by his Rebbe, that there should be no misquote. But Rebbe in my office, Le Mahadir. But we don't have any recorded versions, we have no historical basis to tell me that Rabbi Yom Bayefes also used to review his learning. By the way, what does that mean, used to review his learning? How much of his learning? You saw Tosis? Look briefly at the short Tosis at the bottom. Kol Tlosin Yoimin Mardera Talmudei Lav Dafka Kol Talmudei. It doesn't mean all of his learning. It doesn't mean every month he used to review Kol HaTorah Kula. Ela Kol Ma Shehoya Loimid B'Shloshim Yom. Rather, everything that he had learned within the last 30 days, Vayachozer HaKol Lefonov, he used to review it all in front of him. Who's in front of him? In front of Rabbi Yechanan. Yom Shloshim Ve'Echad, on day 31. So he used to learn for 30 days and then be tested on day 31. Learn for 30 days, tested on day 31. So day 31 was the test day, not on Kol HaTorah Kula, but whatever he learned in the last month. But either way, what's the Gemara exclaiming?
He did Chazara.
He was very, very makbid, as opposed to Rabbi Yom Yafis. And therefore, quite frankly, we trust his opinion more. In fact, I don't even understand, says the Gemara, how you could possibly put Binyamin's statement in the same sentence, as if to say they're on par. It's a level playing field, machlekas. It's not level at all. So if we're going to discard now Binyamin's opinion, what are we left with on the table? Rabbi Chia Ba'abo's opinion, which is, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that cooked vegetables, what's the halacha? And for the moment, no distinction made as to what type of vegetable. Zot Rashi. Omer of Nachman, Kova Ule, Shabeshta Kerebin Yomin. He's now established this mistake. Now, as Ula above in the Gemara, when he was quoting Rabbi Yechanan as having said Shahakoel, where did he get that from? Rabbi Yomin, why is he confirming this mistake? Ula Sha'omar Mishum Rabbi Yechanan Le'el. Ula, who said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan above Shahakoel, comma, Lomad, he learned V'kova Shibushoi. What does the kova shibushe mean? It means this mistake, he made it kavua, as an officially established opinion, Kerbin Yomin. So much so, ad shenitka'o beliboy. Until it became, what is nitka? Like fixed. Until it became completely fixed in his heart, and he was convinced that this, in fact, is exactly what Rabbi Yechanan holds. Look, it's come ridiculous. What turned out, what initially started out as a mistaken quote in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, became a mistake, and then it became kavua, and then it became public. See, that's how rumors start. So he makes a mistake, and he's not sure, and he thinks about it, and eventually he believes it, and he starts telling everybody, yep, my rabbi, I have firm reason to believe that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is. So where does this come from? Rabbi Yomin. Said, but we all know Rabbi Yomin is inaccurate in his recordings of Rabbi Yochanan. So it's a mistake, and now it's become kavua. You've been kavea this mistake for eternity. Says the Gemara, Tohi bo Reb Zeira. He wondered, b'machloikas zu, in this machloikas shehuzker b'beis ha-medrash. It was mentioned in the beis ha-medrash as if to say that it's a fair machloikas, 50-50. What was his taina? V'chima inyan, what's the point? Lahazki divrei Rabbi Yomin, eitzel divrei Rabchia ba'abo, b'machloikas b'beis ha-medrash. How on earth can you put them all in the same sentence, the machlokes and the beis hamedrash? Hare einoi kedai lachloik olov. What does that mean? Einoi kedai lachloik olov? It's not worth it. It means you can't possibly dispute it. Who can you dispute? Reb Chiya's version. Reb Yomin said the opposite. Say that we all know that Reb Yomin's version cannot be considered as accurate as Reb Chiya's version. First, Reb Chiya used to be very, very medayik. Secondly, he used to review his learning in front of Rabbi Yochanan of all people. Therefore, we're going to go with his version. So for the moment, it does seem to be that we're leaning in which direction? All roads seem to lead against Rabbi Yomin's version of Rabbi Yochanan. And it seems to be that the overwhelming opinion would now be, therefore, very pre hot on.
Is Zera in the same generation as the others? The fact that he was able to get up and make this statement? That this was a known fact?
Yep, so it sounds like.
Okay. Do we know anything else about Reb Yomin? Right now, he doesn't have
that doesn't get good press. He doesn't get good press at the moment. Undoubtedly, I'm sure he was a great Amira, but it doesn't get great press in this Gemara. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. I would recommend moving onwards a little bit in the Gemara, maybe just till the top of Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, 6 or 7 lines, and then come back to this long Tosus. So I would reach until Neima Katanoi. The first word in the line is Ogur Besoichoi. It's about the 8th line, 9th line. Stop at Neima Katanoi and then go back and learn this long Tosus. It's not a difficult Tosus, but we can only learn the Tosus after we've seen the Gemara, and then Amit Hashem, we have to see how this Sugya eventually comes to a conclusion, La Halacha as well.
We see the way is based over here is made by Zoysomeris.
Right.
This is by my brother.